That is absolutely wonderful. Thank you very much for coming down, because something I need to show you, and you would be too far away in your seat to see it. Now, first of all, there's a Bible text I want you to remember for me, will you? It's in Luke 12 and 34, and it simply says, "For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also." And that's easy to remember, isn't it? For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Now, that simply means, boys and girls, when we have something valuable, we think about it a lot. And we want to make sure that it's in safe hands, right? And many of you here have lots of money. One, two, three, four. All the boys and girls in Lisbert, lots of money. Wonder, well, you know, boys and girls, you like to think that, well, it's in my bank, and I look at the bank book every now and again, or it's in my piggy bank or wherever, and you like to know that that's in a safe place. And so it is, boys and girls, with me. You see, I'm a money collector. Now, there's an official word for it, boys and girls. I'm a numismatist. Please don't ask me to spell it. Mr. Murray will spell it for you. He's a very clever man. But I'm a numismatist, boys and girls. And that means I'm simply a coin collector. Now, here's a coin I have, and you may never have seen that coin before. Have you? You ever seen a coin like that before? Any of you? No? Any of you boys and girls ever seen a coin like that before? No. Well, let me tell you what it is, just in case some of the mums and dads can't see. It's a half a crown. Who knows what a half a crown is? Wow. A lot of old people about here. Well, a half a crown, boys and girls, is well, when I began working, my mum used to take my pay packet, all of it, and she gave me every week one half crown. You see, in those days, there were 8 half crowns in a pound, and a half crown meant a lot to me. Now, I still have some of those half crowns because I used to be able to save some of them in those days, and I still held on to some of them. Now, this one, boys and girls, is 1953. The date on it is 1953. Now, that's a very special date. And you mightn't remember it, but mums and dads will remember it, because that was the year, boys and girls, that Queen Elizabeth, our present queen, came to the throne. Okay? So you'll remember it that way. But here's something I want you to do for me. When you go home today, if mum or dad or grandparents have a jar or an old box with old coins in it, would you have a look in it for me? Because I'm really looking for a 1952 half crown. 1952 half crown. Now, I'll tell you what I'll do, boys and girls. I will give you, for every 1952 half crown you find, and it's in good condition, and you bring it to me, I will give you £100 for it. Is that okay? Put your hand up if you're happy with that. Okay. Now, tell me this. How many of you, if you find that 1952 half crown and it's in very good condition, you will sell it to me for £100? How many of you will do that? Wonderful. Thank you. Now, you'll not break your promise in Lisburn, will you? No. Say honestly. Thank you. That is absolutely wonderful. Well, now let me tell you why I want a 1952 half crown, boys and girls. You see, 1952 was the year that Queen Elizabeth actually took the throne, because her dad died and she was away in New Zealand, you remember, or Australia, and she had to come home. And she accepted the rule. The coronation wasn't in 1953, but she actually ascended to the throne in 1952. Now, in 1952, they decided to mark that special occasion with minting some 1952 half crowns. And only a few thousand were minted. Now, in those days, boys and girls, there were a lot of West Indian people and others that visited the country. And when they got one of these special minted half crowns, they would have bored a little hole in them, put a chain in them, and worn them around their neck as a medallion. Well, you see, that then meant they had lost their value. So suddenly the 1952 half crown became very, very valuable. Now, there's only two of them known in the world, boys and girls. Now, you remember your promise. You promise you'll not break it. You've gone very quiet on me. Well, the last one that was found, boys and girls, can I tell you, was sold in Sullaby's auction rooms for $2,200,000. Now, you mustn't break your promise. Not one of you. Who's going to bring that half crown to me tonight? Amen. Oh, wonderful children in Lisburn. That is one. I tell you what, I'll give you £500 each for it. Will that do? Oh, you have changed. You're going to break your promise, aren't you? Well, you know, boys and girls, these coins are special to me because I collect coins from all over the world. And I have thousands, literally thousands and thousands and thousands of them. Now, unfortunately, none of them are very valuable, but they're valuable to me. So that I make sure that they're placed in somewhere that's going to be very safe. But you know, boys and girls, you have something even more valuable than a 1952 half crown. Do you know that? Yes, you do. Of course you do. What is it? Who can tell me? Yes, Ben. Yes, Jesus is valuable, but you yourself have something. And if you have the Lord Jesus in your heart, that's the most valuable thing you could have. But there's something we have within us. What is it? Life. Life, yes, that's good. Let's give it another name.
Heart.
The hearts. Or the soul. You see, boys and girls, the soul is the most valuable possession we possess. And that's why the Lord Jesus reminds us in that lovely text, where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. And you know that most valuable possession you have, boys and girls, should be placed in the safest hands it could be in. Who's that? The Lord Jesus. Now, I don't know how many of you have done that yet. I don't know how many of you have believed on the Lord Jesus Christ and are saved. But if you have, then your most precious possession is eternally safe. And I pray if you haven't yet trusted the Lord Jesus, you will do. And make sure that your soul, that most precious of possessions, is in safekeeping for time and for eternity.